Hello everyone, welcome to the world of AppStation here on Anchor. I'm your host Francesco, and in today's segment we're going to be talking about cinema and movie applications. Now, I'm a big movie buff, I love to watch movies, especially the likes of Chris Nolan, I'm a big fan, and of actors like Christian Bale, I'm really a big fan of Christian Bale, and also some other actors around the sort of sci-fi topics as well. I like sci-fi movies too, ones that aren't too scary but more like thrillers. Anyway, I'm going off on a tangent. Before we get started, I wanted to share what we talked about yesterday. In yesterday's segments we shared about how you can automate your day using Zapier, IFTTT, Quadro, and Workflow. These are all applications that people are becoming more and more inclined to use to really boost up their productivity. Now, you can imagine they're probably 2 or 3 minutes in your day that you're like, oh, why do I have to do this mundane task? And these sort of applications try to help you fill that gap in a sense of allowing you to really automate your processes. Now, whether that is you like getting it set up so that whenever you post a tweet, it goes to Instagram as an image, or whether it's you to make sure that you don't forget your certain dates via email, like wedding anniversaries, etc. These are all really helpful things to have in your routine. So I am going to be talking today about movie applications. For those movie lovers out there, we're going to talk about specifically 6 applications that you can use to really improve your experience on watching movies. Now, this is something that I recommend for anyone who loves cinema, or even anyone who loves sitting at home and binging on Netflix, but also likes to go to the cinema too. So we're going to jump straight in and cover those 5 applications, sorry. So the first application I'd like to start with is an application called Popcorn. Now, I discovered Popcorn a few months ago and was pretty impressed by the application itself. It's very smart. So it's an iOS application, and all you have to do is download it. And what happens is you can actually start tagging and logging all that you've watched so far. Now, this is quite a cool concept because whatever you've covered, you can actually add in. You can actually browse the latest movies there too. So imagine this is like the social media for movies. And you can rent and also buy and watch movies anywhere too, which is pretty cool. They also have like the actual, like, so for example, when you go on it, you can see like the top 10 Robert Downey Jr. movies, Joaquin Phoenix movies, and it will take you to the movies there and you can watch the trailer from there. It's the one thing it reminds me most of is like Tinder, which I don't know because I've got a partner, but you can basically swipe through stuff and quickly move past all of these actions. So you can actually skip through movies like that, which is quite cool. And you can also browse movies as well. So you can go to certain categories like action, crime. You can maybe even discover new movies, and there's a ranking process too. From the first few weeks of using this, the ranking process seems very, very like stiff. So for example, I'm looking at Green Mile right now, and Green Mile's ranked at I believe it's 4-star, which I think probably should be a little more, only because it is an application that many people have been using. So Popcorn is well available on iOS. It's very basic at the moment, but obviously is very useful. Now, I don't know about you, but whenever I watch a movie, I am obsessively on IMDb, which is a application that was actually created in the UK, I believe, by a chap from Bristol, I believe it was. Not really relevant. But IMDb is the Internet Movie Database, so you can go there. It is an application on iOS and Android where you can actually find out like ratings for movies that have, so for example, that sort of application might have reviews from experts, but IMDb is rated by everyone out there. The good thing about IMDb is you can get a general gist of how good a movie is. Movies aren't overrated as well, so you'll never find anything with a 10, but the best one is Shawshank Redemption on there, which has a 9.3 rating, so it's quite impressive that you can get that sort of level of accuracy. Now, I am a big IMDb movies fan, so whenever I'm like watching a movie, I like check it out before I'm like, oh, 6.2, is it worth my time? But for example, my sort of general ratings are, if it's between 5 and 6, it's pretty dreadful. If it's 6 or 7, it's worth a watch. 7 to 8 is pretty decent. And 8 to 9 is like, it's going to sort of either move you or make you laugh a lot. They tend to get things quite well accurate, like accuracy done quite well. Now, some people slate IMDb movies because, as you can imagine, it's the public rating this, so it's not something that will get a definitive rating on. Obviously, you can like counteract that by voting on there, so it does save you a bit of time. Now, the next application that I wanted to recommend is Meerkat Movies. Now, I know a lot of people are listening in the UK. Now, I actually have got this through buying insurance on Compare the Meerkat, or the Market, sorry. And I basically bought home insurance, which was not too pricey, but it gives you a year worth of using Meerkat Movies. So it means every Tuesday or Wednesday, you can go to the cinema with a person that will get you in the other person for free. So you're only paying the price of one ticket. So it's pretty decent if you're looking for something that gives you free tickets, essentially, or reduced tickets. So if you haven't, like, buy a travel insurance, it's really cheap for like 6 months or a year. And that's like, what, 10, 20 pound or something like that. And then go over to the application for Meerkat Movies and work out whether you can be eligible for the free one, free ticket. And that in itself will probably save you a boatload of money, especially if you're a cinema goer. Anyway, in the next segment, we're going to talk about two more applications called Letterboxd and Soon. So stay tuned in a minute. So, we're going to recommend two more applications for those movie lovers. So, Letterboxd, spelt letter and then B-O-X-E-D. Letterboxd, yeah, that's regular spelling. Letterboxd is an application. It's very similar to Popcorn in a way, however, it adds this social element. So it's basically, imagine like IMDb as like the more static version of a social media movie site, and Popcorn is the more like static version, but on mobile. And a bit better in the sort of gesture-based stuff. I would say Letterboxd is one of the best experiences I've had with sort of rating my own movies, but also sort of sharing them and compiling lists. Now, it's really cool because you can like associate things to, for example, I've watched, I've loved, I've hearted, you can put it into certain lists that they've pre-created, or you can create your own lists and use the sort of Letterboxd experience around it. So I highly recommend it. It's worth going to the website Letterboxd and checking out their apps too. It is something that looks great and works really, really well. Now, the next application I've actually mentioned before here on Anchor, it was recommended by Alex Icon. I didn't expect it to be as good as I thought it would be. He showed it to me when we were over lunch and I was actually pretty impressed with it. But basically, it's a way for you to build like a mini bucket list for different areas. Now, it does allow you to cover like things like podcasts and restaurants in your local area and places to go, but it does include movies, and it will also rank trending movies too. So you've actually got a list of movies that you can go away and explore as well. So it will bring up trending movies and movies you've watched before. So it's very similar to Letterboxd, but sort of brings the whole experience of bucket list together in one place. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's Anchor segment. In tomorrow's segment, we're going to talk about lots of different learning apps that you can go away and use to improve your daily routine. We're going to include some coding ones, some like sort of general ones, and also ways that you can improve your reading as well, because that's always important. So anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed these app recommendations today. I'm probably going to the movies this week, so I'll probably use some of those to really enhance my movie experience. But if you have any other applications that you'd like to recommend that cover movies or going to the cinema, then you should definitely go and improve your experience with these applications. Anyway, guys, make sure to have a great week. I'll see you tomorrow for tomorrow's Anchor.